How bad is the supply chain problem? Ask Costco. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 27th day of September. Thanks, as always, for being with us. In other business news, Amazon is doing away with something and customers are not happy. They say the price of oil is going up. We'll share that. Tesla may dominate the EV market, but some folks are taking a pass, and we'll tell you why. We just got word of a downgraded economic report. We'll share that with you. We've got the Wall Street Report and a bunch more. Plus, for the interview, you'll hear from Jackie Norris, the former chief of staff for First Lady Michelle Obama, and her run for a local school board. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
Thank you, as always, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the final Monday for the month of September. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and hey, if you want to reach out to us on Twitter, you can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, the supply chain problem is so bad that some major retailers are taking the extraordinary route to, get this, rent their own cargo ships. Business Insider is reporting that Costco has joined Home Depot in actually renting cargo ships and thousands of containers to help shield themselves against shortages and high prices during the holiday season. The move helps Costco avoid spending 6 times the normal price on shipping or containers through a third party. Costco expected to make about 10 deliveries over the next year using those ships. That's going to account for about 20% of its imports from Asia. But now the question is how to get those products off the ships and into trucks. Stay tuned. For the past year, it's been a rough time for Amazon. Customers are speaking out about missed deliveries, damaged goods, Jeff Bezos thanking them for sending him off into space. Well, now a new fee from Amazon has got some folks really ticked off. CNN is reporting that by the end of October, if you order from Whole Foods, you'll get an added service charge of $9.95. It's a delivery fee. The service was originally free as a perk for paying Prime members who already pay $12.99 a month or $119 a year plus taxes. A Whole Foods market spokesperson told Fox Business that the fee was added so the grocer would not have to increase the prices of its products to offset operating costs, including equipment, technology, and other costs associated with the Amazon delivery service. Well, it looks like the price of oil is headed up. CNN is reporting that Goldman Sachs ramped up its already optimistic forecast, calling for Brent crude to hit $90 a barrel by the end of the year. That's up from its previous call for $80 a barrel. The firm said the recovery in worldwide demand from the Delta variant has been even faster than their forecast, and global supply is in short supply. In other words, high oil prices could get even higher. That suggests gasoline prices may also be elevated. The national average stands for $3.19 a gallon, according to AAA. That's up from $3.15 a month ago and $2.19 this time just last year. It's true when it comes to electric vehicles that Tesla rules the world. The company sells about 2 of every 3 EVs sold in the U.S. It's worth more than twice as much of any other automaker. Teslas are a status symbol, and its CEO, Elon Musk, is a celebrity, with 59 million more Twitter followers than the next most popular automotive CEO. But there is a but. CNN is reporting that those things sort of put some people off, and that could be an opening for other EV manufacturers. CNN Business interviewed 12 drivers who have pre-orders with Rivian, the U.S. automaker focused on electric trucks and SUVs that's expected to go public later this year. They say that a key part of Rivian's appeal is how different it is from Tesla. They say the vehicles are a better fit for an outdoorsy lifestyle, and they look more conventional with squared-off styling and a rugged appearance. And many Rivian enthusiasts say that they soured on Musk, especially his tweets, and found themselves identifying more with Rivian's low-profile CEO. And then there is the Ford F-150 Lightning that shook the EV world because it looks like a Ford F-150 rather than some futuristic spacecraft. This will be interesting to watch. Oh, we just told you about the price of oil going up because the economy is getting better, and then this story, and this is not going to set well. A new report out says the U.S. economy will not grow as robustly as first thought. CNN is reporting that the Delta variant has resulted in economists downgrading the recovery. The National Association for Business Economists said the panel of 47 economists it surveyed now expects U.S. GDP growth of 5.6%. And although that's still strong, it marks a downgrade from May, when economists anticipated a 6.7% growth. Economists also sharply cut their call for third-quarter growth to an annualized pace of 4%, down from 6.6% in May. The downgrades reflect the damage from the Delta variant, which has slowed air travel, hotel reservations, and office reopenings. At the same time, economists are bracing for price spikes to continue at the end of this year. Consumer prices are expected to surge by 5.1% during the fourth quarter on a year-over-year basis, and that is much higher than the 2.8 estimate from May. Well, it was a choppy day on Wall Street, but thanks to energy and bank stocks, the Dow finished up for the fourth day in a row. The 30 industrials gained 71 points to close at 34,669, while the NASDAQ fell by 77 points to end the trade at 14,969, and the S&P 500 was off by 12 points and change to send the session down at 44.43. And finally, there is this. A new study out by Lianen and McKinsey tells us that senior leaders who are women are 60% more likely than male leaders to provide emotional support to their teams and 26% more likely to help team members navigate work-life challenges. The tasks are sometimes referred to as office housework, and while they're essential to an organization, they rarely lead to higher pay or promotion. Research shows that women take on more of those responsibilities, mostly due to the way they've been socialized to act in an office setting. Hey, give me somebody that's going to be able to help out with emotional support and help navigate work-life challenges. Sign me up. All right, stay with us, because for the interview, you're going to hear from Jackie Norris, who was the chief of staff to First Lady Michelle Obama. She came back to Iowa to run a business and is now running for the Des Moines Public School Board. We will talk about it all, and that is just a click away.